Charles, and I'd just like to have my welcome to that Captain Morris. My name is Sarah Jane Carruthers, and I'm your cabin manager, taking you back to Manchester this evening. After takeoff, I will introduce the rest of the crew to you and tell you about the service that we'll be completing on board. In a few moments' time, like the captain has just mentioned, we will be completing a manual demonstration. Now, I do appreciate that most of you are frequent flyers, but just to remind you that no two aircraft type are the same. So at this time, I would appreciate if you could place all reading material down and pay the cabin crew their fullest attention. Can I please remind all passengers on board that mobile phones, including those with a flight safe mode, cannot be used on board this aircraft, and of course it is for everyone's safety. So can you please make sure that all mobile phones remain switched off for the whole duration of the flight. But for now, please sit back, relax and enjoy your flight to Manchester. Thank you.
My name is Daniel and your crew are here to ensure you have a safe and enjoyable flight, so we would appreciate your attention whilst we take you through the safety features of this Boeing 757 aircraft. Please ensure that your hand luggage is now stowed into an overhead locker or well underneath the seat in front of you. Your seat backs and your tables are in the upright locked position with the armrest down and your seat belt is fastened. The seat belt is fastened, adjusted and unfastened like this. Please observe the fastened seatbelt and no smoking signs which are visible throughout the cabin, and take a moment to study the safety card in your seat area. This contains information on exits, oxygen and life jackets, and it also shows the brace position which must be adopted in an emergency landing. There are 8 emergency exits on this Boeing 757 and they are located 2 at the front and 2 at the rear of each cabin section. The exits are clearly marked and your nearest exits have been pointed out to you now. Please bear in mind your nearest usable exit may be behind you. In the unlikely event of having to use an escape slide, please leave all hand luggage behind. Sharp objects or high heel shoes must be removed as these may tear the escape slide. Should you need assistance in finding these exits, low level lights will illuminate a path to all exits as been indicated now. If the cabin air supply fails, masks like these will automatically appear from the panel above your head and also in the toilet compartments. Sit down and reach up and pull the mask towards you. It is the action of pulling the mask to your face which opens the oxygen supply automatically. Place it over your nose and mouth with the elastic around your head, adjusting the band to secure it and breathe normally. The bag on the mask may not inflate, but oxygen will still be flowing. Passengers travelling with children, please fit your own mask first before assisting your child. The aircraft will then commence a controlled descent to an altitude where additional oxygen is not required. There is a life jacket located beneath your seat. If directed by the cabin crew, remove it from its container, place it over your head, and pass these tapes around the waist and tie in a double knot on the left-hand side of the life jacket. To inflate the life jacket, pull this red toggle sharply downwards. If the life jacket fails to inflate or needs topping up, blow into this tube. A light and whistle are also provided on the life jacket for attracting attention. Please do not inflate your life jacket until you're outside of the aircraft, as this would impede your exit. Infant life jackets and flotation cots are also carried. Mobile telephones, including those with a flight safe mode and all transmitting equipment, must be switched off for the full duration of the flight. Computers, games and personal music players must be switched off whenever the seatbelt sign is illuminated for takeoff and landing. We also ask that any device that has a Wi-Fi or a wireless transmitting facility is not used whilst you're on board the aircraft. The cabin crew will now complete a final cabin check before takeoff. Ladies and gentlemen, we would ask you please to consider the safety and welfare of everybody on board, and with this in mind, unreasonable behaviour will not be tolerated. The cabin crew have the right to limit or refuse to serve alcohol. Only alcoholic drinks purchased on board may be consumed during the flight. Thank you for your attention, and please remember your crew are here to help and ensure you have an enjoyable flight with Thomas Cook Airlines.